Eddie.
It's funny how a person's memory works. I didn't recognize the guy who got out of that custom Ford pickup, not to begin with. To me, he was just a red-eyed punk with an inverted crucifix for an earring and a silver swastika hung around his neck on a chain. I remember the stickers. You learn to read the stickers people put on their rides. They can tell you a lot. Ask any motor patrol cop. I do whatever the little voices tell me to on the left side of this guy's back bumper. I eat Amish on the right. He was unsteady on his feet, and probably not just because he was wearing a pair of fancy-stitched cowboy boots with those stacked heels. The red eyes peeking out from under his scraggle of black hair suggested to me that he was high on something. The blood on his right hand and spattered on the right sleeve of his T-shirt suggested it might be something mean. Angel dust would have been my guess. It was big in our part of the world back then. Crank came next. Now it's X, and I'd give that shit away myself if they'd let me. At least it's mellow. I suppose it's also possible that he was gazing, what the current crop of kids calls huffing. But I didn't think I knew him until he said, "Hey, I'd be goddamn, it's Fat Eddie." Bingo. Just like that, I knew. Brian Lippi. He and I went back to Statler High, where he'd been a year ahead of me, already majoring in dope sales and service. Now here he was again, standing on the edge of the highway and swaying on the high heels of his fancy cowboy boots, head down Christ hanging from his ear, Nazi twisted cross around his neck, numbfuck stickers on the bumper of his ride. "Hi there, Brian. Want to step away from the truck?" I said. When I say the truck was a custom, I mean it was one of those Bigfoot jobs. It was parked on the soft shoulder of the Humboldt Road, not a mile and a half from the intersection where the Jenny station stood. Only by that summer, the Jenny had been closed 2 or 3 years. In truth, the truck was almost in the ditch. My old pal, Brian Lippi, had swerved way over when George hit the lights, another sign that he wasn't exactly straight. I was glad to have George Morgan with me that day. Mostly riding single is all right, but when you happen on a guy who's all over the road because he's wailing on the person sitting next to him in the cab of the truck he's driving, it's nice to have a partner. As for the punching, we could see it. First as Lippi drove past our 20, and then as we pulled out behind him, the silhouette driver pistoning out his right arm, his right fist connecting again and again with the side of the passenger's silhouette head, too busy to realize the fuzz was crawling right up his tailpipe until George hit the reds. Fuck me till I cry, I think. Ain't that prime? Next thing, my old pal Brian's over on the shoulder and half in the ditch like he's been expecting it all his life, which on some level he probably has been. If it's Pod or Tranks, I don't worry as much. It's like X. They go, "Hey, man, what's up? Did I do something wrong? I love you." But stuff like angel dust and PCP makes people crazy. Even glue heads can go bonkers. I've seen it. For another thing, there was the passenger. It was a woman, and that could make things a lot worse. He might have been punching the crap out of her, but that didn't mean she might not be dangerous if she saw us slapping the cuffs on her favorite Martian.